A lot of people will tell you that it will sharpen your critical thinking skills, boost your test scores, or get you a scholarship. And they're not wrong. It's just not the whole story. LD is way more special than that for multiple reasons.
Rock on Debate. Hey, debaters. Welcome to Rock on Debate, a one-clap speech and debate source for quick tips, hacks, resources, and rockin' support to help inspire and assist debaters. I'm Lyle Wiley, your host, and today I'm just here to introduce you to your instructor for the Introduction to Lincoln Douglas Debate Series for Rock On Debate, Cheyenne East Speech and Debate Head Coach Marcus Viney. He might be my nemesis, but he is without a doubt an evil genius whose musings and coaching moves are worth examining, praising, and replicating. Marcus spent some serious time in the debate lab this fall creating a concoction of Lincoln Douglas resources, exercises, and overviews for coaches and competitors who want an entry point into the thrilling world of Lincoln Douglas debate. And the end result is a labor of love, 10 super tight podcast episodes that take us through the ins and outs of LD through the eyes of a part insane, pug-loving, master villain LD enthusiast to the extreme. Check out the show notes for the resources for each episode. And there are some elite resources here, folks. Games, exercises, examples, coaching moves, the works. All with the high-quality thought and production that we all know Marcus brings to the table. I know that this series will have serious educational and inspirational value to anyone interested in the mysterious arts of Lincoln Douglas debate. So, let's get this series started. Episode 1, What is Lincoln Douglas Debate? With Coach Marcus Viney.
My name is Marcus Viney, head coach of Cheyenne East, and this is Episode 1, What is Lincoln Douglas? Let's begin with a little history. Lincoln Douglas, or LD, was inspired by a series of public debates between Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas during their 1858 Senate race in Illinois. They debated in front of thousands of people, just slightly more than will be in your first novice round, about whether slavery should expand westward into the new territories. Douglas argued for popular sovereignty, the idea that the territories should have the freedom to choose slavery or not. Yep, you heard that right. The freedom to have slaves. Of course, Lincoln argued against the expansion of slavery because, well, slavery is wrong. Like, really, really wrong. You might be surprised to hear that Lincoln actually lost the race to Douglas. You'll have tough judges too. But 2 years later, he made a righteous comeback, like Rocky in Rocky IV, and defeated Douglas in the presidential race of 1860. So why the history lesson? Well, understanding the origin of Lincoln Douglas helps us understand the nature of the event. The defining feature of LD is that it's a values debate. Notice that Lincoln and Douglas didn't debate about how something should be done, but about whether it ought to be done. The question at the heart of their debate was about what we hold most dear or believe is the right thing to do. This historic clash of values inspired the event we know and love today. First adopted in the summer of 1980, Lincoln Douglas is defined as a one-on-one values debate, lasting 45 minutes, centered around resolutions that rotate every 2 months. Topics range from the timeless, like those about free speech or violent revolution, to the more relevant, like predictive policing or qualified immunity. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a quick look at why you should do LD. A lot of people will tell you that it will sharpen your critical thinking skills, boost your test scores, or get you a scholarship. And they're not wrong. It's just not the whole story. LD is way more special than that for multiple reasons. First, because you're by yourself, it can transform you into a brand new person. LD is the place for underdogs and future legends. If you give it a try, you may just discover how powerful you are. Second, LD is an adventure of ideas. You'll learn about the foundations of moral philosophy, why governments exist, and what they're really not supposed to be doing. Finally, you get to channel Lincoln's spirit of advocacy. He thought we had not yet become what we promised we would be at the origin of our nation, and urged us all to help with this unfinished work. LD is the place to discover what's wrong with the world and why it may not fit with our highest values. You can become an advocate for change. And that doesn't have to end in high school. At this point, you might be asking, Where do I begin? Well, there are three simple ways to embark on your LD journey. The first is something called 30-second arguments. Basically, you get on your feet and make arguments on random topics for 30 seconds. The purpose is to warm up to the mental and physical challenges of debate. Your arguments don't have to be good at first, and it's totally okay to mess up. The point is just to practice. Topics can be mild or spicy. Mild might be like, everyone should own a pet. Books are better than movies, or flying cars are a good idea. Whereas spicy ones might be more like, college should be free. Freedom is more important than safety, or war is never justified. The second thing you can do is read more about Lincoln Douglas from people way smarter than me. There are three books under $10 each that I recommend. First is a basic introduction called Lincoln Douglas Debate by Cynthia Woodhouse. This has a full transcript of a simple round. Next is an intermediate level book called Competitive Debate, The Official Guide by Richard Edwards. This has more details about what should happen in each speech. And last, for a more advanced take, check out Lincoln Douglas Debate, Values in Conflict by Jeffrey Wise and Stan Lewis. This is a comprehensive guide to LD that will keep you busy for years. You can't go wrong with any of these, and they're well worth the money. Beyond reading books, you can also check out a ton of information online. You can explore past and future LD resolutions on the NSDA website, which also has several helpful handouts and even a digital textbook available for download. If you're feeling really excited, you can watch full rounds of LD on YouTube, like the 2010 National Final Round. However, if you're super new, just be sure to keep in mind that these kids have been debating for years. You'll get there someday too. Lastly, a great resource is Wyoming Debate Roundup, a website with super helpful blog posts and a ton of other links for online LD resources, way more than you will need. That's enough for now. We'll talk to you next time.
What a great start for Marcus. Don't forget to check out the awesome resources that Marcus has put together for his series. These are linked in the show notes. Watch for episode 2 of his epic introduction to LD series, Getting Started in LD. If you have an idea or request for Rock On Debate, shoot me an email at lylewiley@gmail.com or reach out on the One Clap Speech and Debate podcast website or social media linked in the show notes. Check out our Patreon page linked in the show notes as well if you'd like to support One Clap Speech and Debate and partner with me on this journey. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the One Clap podcast. Watch for new episodes of One Clap, Rock On Debate, Coach Connection, and Speech Love. Thank you so much for listening. Debaters, don't stop rocking.
One Clap Podcast.